You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Andrea Miller, who is the Public Information Officer for the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. Good evening, Andrea. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was intrigued when I got a press release about the PSA challenge from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. Why don't you give us a nutshell of what the PSA challenge is, and then we'll get into specifics.
Okay. Well, basically, we're capitalizing on young people's enthusiasm for capturing moments on video and posting them all over the media. We decided to launch this as part of relaunching We All Lose When Kids Buy Booze. It was launched in 2000, and we are really encouraging middle and high schoolers to come up with their best PSA about the problems and dangers of underage drinking.
Well, and what I like about this is being able to do it, as you said, middle schoolers and high schoolers who are on some of these websites and do videos of various kinds, you know, funny ones and so forth, and activities
right.
of theirs, and put them on places like YouTube and Facebook and stuff. And this time, it's kind of turning them into mini directors and actors and having them do something fun. But I'm guessing the longer they're in the process working on it, the message will sink in, is the hope.
That's what we're hoping. Unfortunately, the statistics that are coming out, middle school is starting to have just as high statistics starting drinking as high schoolers are. So we really wanted to open the door to middle schoolers for this competition in hopes that they'll learn the dangers and they'll learn not to participate in this type of activity.
Now, you talked about the PSA with, am I correct that the We All Lose When Kids Buy Booze PSA campaign started in 2000? Did I understand that right?
Not the PSA challenge,
okay.
Just our basic slogan and our marketing campaign that we had since 2000. We're using this as a relaunching.
Okay, that's what I wanted clarification on. I appreciate that. So we haven't done this specific kind of a competition before.
No, this is the first time that the state of Michigan, the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, is hosting this. So,
well, and where's the funding for this coming from? Because there's always money involved, Andrea.
Oh, yes, I know. the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, has a grant that's from the National Alcohol Beverage Control Association. Basically, we get a grant from them, a yearly grant, and in hopes that we'll turn around and use it for this type of program, for education and underage drinking promotion, like that kind of deal. So
certainly, has it launched yet? The competition has the word gone out to the schools to date yet?
Yes. Yep. It went out with the press release that you were talking about.
Okay. So February 28th.
Yes. And it ends Friday, April 29th. We gave 2 full months so that we could get the word out, and we really wanted to push it for April, since April is Alcohol Awareness Month.
Now, this is throughout the state, not just in the mid-Michigan area.
Correct. This is statewide.
And what is it exactly that you're looking for? A PSA, I guess we should print, you know, the acronym stands for Public Service Announcement, and you're looking for what? What kind of time limit are we on?
Anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds. So they can do a 30 to 60 second PSA, and some of their guidelines are they have to incorporate the tagline, "We All Lose When Kids Buy Booze," and we have to have a script when they send it in with us. And there's a whole list of rules and frequently asked questions on our website too. So I won't go into all of them. But
well, since we're talking about the website, we might as well give the website information now so that folks know where to go, and then we can look at it again in a little bit too.
Okay, it's michigan.gov/LCC.
Okay, and that's all? Wow,
that's all.
That's helpful.
That'll get you there. Yes.
That's helpful. Now, the good news is there will be prizes involved as well.
There will. First place is $500, second place is $300, and third place is $100. I do want to emphasize that the checks will be
Oops, we need you to, you must be on your cell phone. We need you to find a spot. Oops, have we lost her? I guess we have lost Andrea. We're going to try to get her back. Just continuing to talk about the $500 prizes as Andrea and I were speaking. $500, $300, and $100 prizes will be awarded to the top three schools that demonstrate the best creativity and communication of the theme. Again, this goes through throughout the state to all middle schools and high schools. As Andrea said, this is the first time they've done the PSA challenge. Oh, Andrea's back. Hi, Andrea. You must be standing in one place now.
I am so sorry. I was standing in one place.
We love cell phones. We were talking about the prizes at the time.
Yes. The winning school to continue their education programs, the check will be made out to the winning school so that they can use that money to bring speakers in to talk to their students about the dangers of underage drinking or use it for their groups such as SAD. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that it's not, I emphasize that it's not going, the check won't be made out to the specific kids.
And I did also like when I was reading through the press release that it's awarded to a school, not, as you kind of just said, not individuals. So we're kind of encouraging, it sounds like, some teamwork on this as well.
Exactly, exactly. And I do want to also point out that the school can submit more than one PSA.
Ah, very good. Now, who's going to be, is it a committee at the Michigan Liquor Control Commission who will be evaluating these and judging these?
Yes, it'll be myself and our chair and possibly someone from the Michigan Coalition to Reduce Underage Drinking. They're a substance abuse group in the Lansing area.
And the winners will be based on, do you have kind of criteria in mind?
We do, and the criteria is it's based on creativity, originality, message, and overall presentation. And again, that's all labeled out in our on our information on our website.
Very good. So the competition is on now. We'll give the website again in a minute and goes through April 29th. Is that the deadline for entries, or that's when winners will be announced?
That's the deadline.
Very good. And then winners will be announced how long after that, do you suppose?
Hopefully sometime in May.
Very okay. That's very good. So that's a great project for folks to look forward to. I'm guessing also part of the way this was designed is to make what was a very serious topic a little more fun and kind of immerse these kids in the topic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We want to make sure that the kids have fun with it, but also researching and getting to know the actual dangers and problems that are associated with underage drinking.
Well, very good. We'll give the website one more time, Andrea.
It's www.michigan.gov/LCC.
Well, very good. I look forward to catching up with you in April and talking to you also in May and seeing how the competition is going and finding out who the winners are.
That would be great. I look forward to it.
I appreciate your time so much, Andrea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very good. Andrea Miller, who is the Public Information Officer with the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.